everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm Damon.
And I'm Megan.
And today we have a very special guest, Evasia. Woo-hoo! Welcome to the podcast, Evasia.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
We're excited to have you on today. So, Evasia, with each of our guests, we always ask them the same question. What has God been highlighting to you recently?
Well, actually, I just, I remember this verse that God gave me probably a couple of years ago. And if you've known me at all, I write a lot of poetry. But this verse was Ephesians 2:10. We have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the anointed one, even before we were born. God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. And so I just thought, you know what? God knew us before the foundations of the earth, and he already knew what we were going to do.
Come on.
So can you imagine God at creation? He's like, I already know what you're going to do, and I'm going to create an earth and a world and a universe that is designed with your purpose in mind. So it's not about a career, it's about calling. So God has really been laying that on my heart a lot lately.
That's awesome. So recently you told me a story about when you were expecting to go out with some friends and you wanted to go paddleboarding. Can you share a little bit about that story? Because I think that was a really awesome story, and it really fits some of the themes that we've been seeing recently with some of our guests. One of the themes has been highlighted, which is joy.
Yeah, and so that's good.
I want to hear that story again. So can you share with our listeners that story?
Yeah, well, it was about a week ago. I was going to go out paddleboarding with some friends down in Newport. And I looked at the weather, and it was wind advisories. And I texted my friends who live down in Newport, and we both all decided we're not going out there. It just would turn something that's supposed to be really fun into something that would just be a struggle. And they were getting really high winds down there. And yet I felt like the Lord said, I want you to get your paddleboard, and I want you to go to the place that you usually go. And I'm like, it's just going to be hard. It's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
And so I go down there, and I'm looking at the palm trees, and I'm like, you know what? They're not blowing that hard. And I go out, and I decide to walk around the harbor, and I see two people out there, and they go, I'm like, hey, how was it out there? And they go, it's awesome. I go, well, what about the wind? And she goes, it's a little bit windy, but it's not bad. And I'm looking out on the water, and it's perfectly calm. And I'm still struggling. I'm like, do I want to go out on the water? Because I have to pump up my paddleboard by hand. And it's not easy. And I'm like, do I want to go out for just have to get out there and turn around? Is it going to be a waste of time? And so I just kept feeling like the Lord said, you need to go out. So I got on my paddleboard, and I pump it up, and I go. And then the little girl had said, you know, there's a lot of jellyfish out here. And I'm like, oh, you know, there's jellyfish, there's wind. Do I want to go out? I don't want to get stung. I'm here by myself. Oh. And the Lord's like, you need to go out. Oh my goodness. And as soon as I got on my paddleboard, it's like the water was so calm. In fact, in all my times of paddleboarding, it has never been this calm.
Wow.
And I got out on the water, and even in the main channel, it was so calm. And the Lord just said, just keep looking for my signs of my presence along the way. And I got to this bridge. And if you've ever been to an aquarium and you've seen the jellyfish like on display, it was like that. And it was just the jellyfish were coming up and down, and I was not scared. I was more amazed at his creation. And then all of a sudden he says, pay attention. And all of a sudden I came up on this boat, and the boat said joy. And it was just like,
oh my goodness.
Remember what you love to do. You love to be outside, and this gives you joy. And it's so sometimes we think we're out to have this purpose, but sometimes the purpose is God wants to just bless us. So I just really felt blessed that day to be out on the water.
Yeah, and so it's kind of neat too, because originally you thought, okay, I'm going to go out with my friends, and you had this whole plan, but God's plan was a little bit different, and really it was for you, but you also had to take some steps to actually experience that too. It wasn't just, okay, I'm experiencing it, but you had to decide, are you going to pump up your board? Are you going to take the step out of your comfort zone to go on the water? What are you going to, and you had to make certain choices in order to experience that. right?
Yeah, and I remember talking to you about that, Damon. It's, I feel like while I was on my paddleboard, the Lord was saying, you know what? A lot of times you let comfort be your comfort food. Is you don't want to do the hard things to actually move in my presence.
Oh my
goodness. I can get stuck in comfort. And I think even we as a Christian body, you know, it's comfortable to stay home and listen to a church online. Mm-hmm. It's comfortable not to come. It's comfortable. But is that what God has called us to do? And he's just like, I want to call my people out of their comfort and move into his comfort of, you know, just being willing to step out and do the hard things so you can actually experience his presence.
Whoa, I'm getting so convicted right now. It's like we're doing the podcast, but it's like so true. Like you may have, and I love what you said at the beginning, like it was birth before time, you know, like God's calling for you, not necessarily like this is my career or something. And then I'm also getting convicted when you're talking about like going out, you didn't really want to, it was difficult, you had to do all those things to get to that place and see that boat of joy. But it's like, sometimes it's like on the journey, I don't know, forever, whoever's listening, it's like, it's hard to do some of those things to get to that place. Like it's like a dying and it's scary and you don't really want to do it, but it's like, but God has more. So it's that getting out of the comfort zone of what you're used to and comfortable with for like receiving more joy. And it's hard, but like you said, it's like God's presence through it all.
That's so good, Megan, because I think of a time with you that Megan's actually, we lived really close together. Yeah. And just Megan was just going through some hard things, and we both love to encourage each other. And I remember she just, do you mind if I share this story, Megan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So she just lives two doors down from me. And I just really felt like the Lord really wanted to encourage Megan in her steps of faith. Mm-hmm. And I called her up and I said, I need you to come outside. And Megan's an athlete. And I thought this wouldn't be hard, but I called her out and she came out in her slippers. And I'm like, okay, this is good. We're going to have to change this pretty soon. And I said, Megan, I just want you to walk to the end of the street. Mm. And that was even kind of a challenge. It was actually just, what, two or three houses.
Yeah.
And she was just experiencing kind of this fear and just even being outside. So I don't know if you want to kind of share your own journey with that experience.
Yeah. So this is the crazy God interactions of like having your neighbor be Evasia and like, it was just a really hard time for me personally. And it was like right in the middle of the pandemic and I was having all these health problems and I was just like at home inside, almost like paralyzed. Like I couldn't even go outside. So when Evasia like texted me and she was just like, you know what? Like, I feel like you need to come outside. That for me was stepping out of my comfort zone, literally going outside of the house. And then she was like, and I want you to walk to my house. And it was two houses down. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's walking two houses down outside. But it was like, I was in such a mind state of frozenness and brokenness. Like, literally, you encouraging me and taking those steps of faith has brought me to this place of like experiencing more of the Lord. But it had to be like that encouragement of like, you know, whatever situation you're going through, even if it's literally walking, like, but those actual steps are steps to purpose.
Yeah. And I just remember Megan, I had her walk and then she's like, oh, am I done? And I'm like, no, do it again. And then do it again. And it was just this, and I was sitting right there just trying to say, no, it was almost like training her, like as an athlete. And then to hear that now she's where she's moved to and, you know, she's going out on walks on her own. It was just such an encouragement thinking she had to get out of her comfort to get where she is now.
Yeah. So for sometimes, when for us to be able to step into who we were created and called to be, we have to get out of our comfort zone because the world is telling us that we have to act a certain way or we have to be a certain way. But what if that way is different than what God's way is for us? And so in order for us to really experience what God has for us, sometimes we have to step out of our comfort zone. And so our church and our podcast, we're really focused on this new process, which is engaging to flourishing, right? And so it's from someone's first time engaging the Lord and engaging our church to seeing them be all that they're created and called to be. And so as part of this new process, the end goal is really to see people flourishing in Christ. And Evasia is actually the person that's been leading the charge for that part of the process, which we're calling either flourish or also thrive. Evasia has a cool acronym for thrive. So Evasia, can you walk us through a little bit of what you're doing with thrive and flourish and what that looks like for you and how the Lord's been leading you in that?
Well, actually, we have a team, so it's not all me. And I just felt like when the Lord gave me the words for thrive, I woke up one morning and the words are T is testimony and themes, and H is hesitations, R is realignment, I is identity, V is values, and E is experiences. And as I got each one of those words, I saw the team that we had with our Ignite team. It wasn't just me doing this. I saw people that are experts at this. They've been doing it either in their career or their calling. And I thought, I want to equip them and empower them to do what they're good at so that they can help others become who they're called and created to be. But one of the things that I really have noticed is one of them is the H is hesitations. And I thought, our church really thrives in this. We have prayer ministry under Jody, the whole healing and wholeness. And I thought, what stops people from stepping into that as their hesitations? And that's where our church is really actually thriving in helping people do that. But people a lot of times do not want to get out of their comfort or they're afraid. So we really want to help people do that and to actually find out what they are. And I think what happens with a lot of people is they get stuck in, they think that their calling is a career. But your calling is an everyday process. God, what have you called me to do today? Who have you called me to talk to? What road have you asked me to go down even? Even driving, the Lord will say, I want you to turn here. And sometimes nothing happens. I'm like, what was that about? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just learning to be obedient and listening to his voice.
That's so good. I love that you keep, I'm like, yeah, keep repeating that because I feel like I need to hear it too. Like you were talking about the purpose isn't the career, which it's so easy, like Damon's saying, like in America or just what we're trained to believe, it's like, when I'm here, when I've achieved this, like that's when I'm really in God's calling. But you're like, no, like calling looks different. It looks like, what's God calling you today? You know, how is he asking you to be patient today? Or just with the every day-to-day things of being more like Christ and what that looks like. Because sometimes when you're so fixated on that thing or that goal, you can like bulldoze your way through things and it might not even be the whole point of it.
Yeah, it was just, I recently retired. And so I was like, okay, now what? If my whole, I knew in junior high I wanted to be a junior high. I did not want to be a junior high teacher. That's one thing I never wanted to do, yet the Lord wanted me to do it for 23 years.
Wow.
But so when I retired, I'm like, now what? And I think a lot of people are facing that with this pandemic is the now what. But if you wake up each morning and say, hey, God, now what do you want me to do today? We've gone through the spiritual gifts, and the thing that really helped me was finding out I was an exhorter. And so if every day God puts someone in front of me that I can either pray for or encourage, I'm in my calling. I'm doing that every day. So...
yeah, so as you're sharing, Evasia, one of the things that comes to mind is it seems like you're trying to redefine what it means to be in full-time ministry, right? Because a lot of times when in the Christian circles we think of full-time ministry, we think of someone that's a pastor or someone that works for the church. But in this new paradigm that it seems like you're talking about, or at least what I feel like has been highlighting to me as you're sharing, is that our paradigm needs to change so that we can understand God has a calling for us each day. For each person, not just the pastor has a calling, or not just, you know, the people that are the youth directors or the children's ministry leaders, that they have a calling, but each one of us has a calling that we can step into each day. And really, all of us are full-time ministers, whether we understand that or not, we're sharing Jesus or sharing what we believe and our values everywhere we go. And so we need to be intentional about that and really try to seek the Lord at what are you calling me to do today?
Yeah, I really, after I retired, I love being outdoors. Mm-hmm. And so I was almost feeling guilty because I wake up and I go play pickleball or I go to water aerobics and then I volunteer 6 days a week at the nature center.
I know, I'm friends with you on Apple Watch, and so I get all these notifications. Evasia finished a workout. Evasia finished a workout. Like, oh my gosh, like how many workouts can she do in one day?
Me compared to Evasia would be, I'm a dead person compared to her activity. Okay, keep going.
But I was like, God, this almost feels wrong that I'm being almost selfish. But, you know, the water aerobics classes that I'm taking at the Y, most of these people are seniors you know, they've retired. And they are encountering, I've had a number of women, they've just become widows. They're dealing with cancer. They're dealing with health issues. On the pickleball court, the same thing. And yet, I have prayed for probably more people at the Y or on the pickleball court than I have in church in the last, you know, year. Because I'm seeing them every day. Mm. And I'm like, and I'm asking people, you know, hey, can I pray for you? And most of them are not believers. Mm-hmm. I've never had anyone turn me down. And in fact, one of the things that really encouraged me is this one lady, she's probably in her close to her 70s. I said, hey, can I pray for you? Because she was going through some really hard times. And I just said a quick prayer to encourage her. And we're in the pool. And all of a sudden she starts crying. She says, nobody has ever prayed for me before. And I thought, that's part of my calling, is to encourage people, let them see Jesus through the words of praying, that bringing them before Jesus, mm-hmm. bringing them and just presenting them and say, this is how Jesus sees you.
Wow.
That's amazing. I feel like if more people had that type of mindset on their day, you know, not just task-oriented, but like looking at the people in front of you and who can you encourage, like that could really change a person's outlook, their day, how they see things, and like it just exudes life out of you. Like I feel like, yeah, you're such a light to everyone and you're filled with joy and life, and I feel like that's what people want.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the theme of today. It feels like is, you know, for you, as you step out of your comfort zone to pray for these people, they're getting encouraged, but at the same time, because you're an exhorter, you're really receiving a blessing too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm not doing it just to, I mean, it's like God is saying, you're being blessed by blessing others. Mm-hmm. And I was really surprised by, I had shared this with a small group I was with at another church, one of the leaders said, well, you know, people will be offended. And I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it for probably 10 years, praying for people. Mm-hmm. I've never had anyone offended. Mm-hmm. And so if I even have prayed for someone that didn't speak English, and I'm like, hey, the Lord can translate it. Mm-hmm. But to know that you're being cared for, especially, you know, in a pandemic where you're feeling isolated and not seen, and then someone says, you know what, I see you and God sees you. What greater gift can you give a person that day?
So praying for people, especially outside of the church context, that seems like it is a big step of faith. Can you give any encouragement or any tips for someone that might feel that calling, but it's really way out of their comfort zone?
Well, I think the one thing that really helped me the first, this is how it kind of started, is I used to go rollerblading at Cerritos Sports Complex. I'd see Damon with his cross-country team there when he was coaching. And I would have my headsets on, and I'd be listening to these different podcasts or studying Japanese and stuff. I was trying to multitask, and the Lord said, take off your headsets. I want you to learn to listen to the sounds of nature and hear my voice.
Whoa.
So I did that for quite a while, and then the Lord said, now I want you to hear what I'm speaking to you. So I practiced that for a long time, just hearing the Lord's voice and then responding to it. And then if a person was just sharing, you know, hey, I have to go into the doctor right now. I'm going to, you know, have a test done. And the Lord is saying, so what are you going to do about it? Mm. Are you going to pray for them? Would you be willing to pray? And I'm like, you know, at first I was really hesitant. And I'm like, what do I have to lose? What did they have to lose? They could say no. Mm. Mm-hmm. Or they could say yes. And so I don't ever remember. I will remember one person saying no, and then later they said, hey, can you still pray for me? And I've done this for hundreds of people. So I would just say, you know, a lot of times we can say to people, hey, can I pray for you? I'll be praying for you. But if a person wants, you want them to hear the words, it's a greater blessing. So I don't know that, you know, it's stepping out of your comfort zone and just doing it and not being concerned about what are they going to think. It's just doing it and seeing how God responds. I think you're just going to be blessed.
That's another thing I feel like that's getting highlighted is, you know, following, listening to the Lord's voice, kind of being familiar with it, reading the word, and then just doing it. And really, like, those simple steps of maybe it's walking outside or whatever it is, but the simple steps of just doing it out of your comfort zone and following God, it's greater blessing in the journey.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is God might ask you to do something, and it might seem like that does not make sense. And then, like today, the Lord said, turn down this street. And I was expecting to see this one person, but he had also highlighted somebody else that I never see in the morning. And I was like, well, maybe I should text her. I show up at the Y, and there she is, and her daughter's going through cancer. And I was like, okay, this was part of it. It's being obedient to going down the street that I thought I would be doing this. But it was actually getting to the Y and asking about her daughter who's going through cancer. And just being, okay, I'm going to, even though I don't see the sense in this, there's a greater purpose behind it.
Wow. Yeah, Evasia, it's cool to see how you're just trying to be so sensitive to where the Lord is leading you each day. And I think that's an encouragement for each of us, is the Lord wants to speak to us each day. Are we listening, right? And so when you shared about when you used to rollerblade and you used to have your headphones on, I had a similar experience with my running too. I used to run with my headphones on and listen to music or listen to sermons or different things. And I felt like the Lord said to me, do you want to hear my voice or do you want to hear a filtered version? And so I said, no, I want to hear your voice. So and then he said, take your headphones off. And I was in the middle of a run, so I had to like carry my headphones in my hands for the rest of the run. But I felt like he said, this is how you're going to hear my voice and this is how I'm going to train you to hear my voice, was no filters. And so, you know, for me, I'm in front of the computer all the time or I have all these other things going on. And for me, the running part is when I have... I'm not plugged in. And so that's when he really speaks to me a lot, is when I'm not seeing the world through a different filter or through a screen or different things, but it's when I'm just with him. And so it's cool. I totally resonate with your story, Evasia, because yeah, I felt a similar calling.
I think we all can experience that, is just taking the time to listen and being obedient to whatever he's like laying on your heart.
Yeah, so for some of the curriculums and things that you're working on through Thrive, when can we expect to see some of that actually coming to our church?
So we're anticipating by the fall. It will be a course that the small groups can sign up to have our team take you through. It will be a 5-week course, and we are really looking forward. We're practicing on each other. We started last week just practicing, and we've been through all of these, a lot of these things. And I know when I went through it, I was in tears because I was like, oh my goodness, God highlighted something that I didn't even realize was important for me. So we get as much out of it as giving it to each other too.
Yeah. Just like as we get towards the end, I was just wondering if you would be open to praying for our listeners and whoever's maybe going through a hard time. I feel like sometimes even before making the steps, it's like hearing the Lord's voice, but there's so many distractions, there's so much clogging our ears that it sometimes, or even our situations, it's hard to see and hear the Lord. So maybe if you could just pray for breakthrough and for clarity over people, that they can really hear the Lord and start taking steps towards what he's calling them, which is life.
So God, we just thank you for this time together. We just pray for people who feel stuck, who feel like, you know, I don't even know if I hear God's voice. But he hears your cries. He hears everything that you think about, the dreams you've had that you feel like may never come to fruition. But God, you ultimately want to encourage and bless not only us, but those around us. You've given us a sphere of influence that we can make a difference in. Otherwise, you wouldn't have put us here. So God, help us to be responsive to your voice, to get out of comfort and come into the comfort of your arms, because you protect us. You lead us. You guide us. So God, whatever we do, help us to know the first step to take. And just not even having to know the how, just say, let our yes be your yes and your no our no. So God, we just thank you for this time together and what you're doing and what you're about to do with the people that really take the first step, and what you want to do, and to give them a greater purpose in your name. Amen.
Wow. 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 That, I mean, I don't think there's anything more that we need to say. So that does it for this episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. Thanks, Evasia, for sharing with us.
And thank you for letting me come. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we had a great time hanging out and sharing this conversation. Catch you next time on the Engage to Flourish podcast. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.